Hello, everybody. This is your Reverend Dr. Edina Perry coming on with what? Hashtag there is a word. We are excited tonight. That we are coming on for hashtag there is a word. Y'all know how we do. Come on and tag somebody. Text people in. I'm so excited tonight to be coming on. Talk about prayer still works. So we're going to talk about prayer still works. So I need you to go ahead and tag some people in. Tag them in. I'm so excited tonight to be able to talk about prayer still works. So do me a favor. Hey, Auntie, how are you? Go ahead and tag some people in. Prayer still works. Yeah, I'm telling you, God is going to bless me with a team, and I don't have to do all this by myself, because I will have somebody in here doing all these things for me. I'm trying to tag people. Prayer still works. We are going to work on that. Listen, go ahead and get your Bibles. Go ahead and get your journals. So the topic tonight is prayer still works. And go ahead. Your scripture is on the screen that I will be using. The scripture that I will be using is at the bottom of your screen. I am trying to find a specific group to drop my thing. There we go. I'm trying to find a specific group to drop me our thing in. I'm so excited about tonight. So excited tonight to come on. All right. So prayer still works. There's your scripture. You're going to need your journal. So I got everybody tagged in and everybody that I need to do. I thank y'all for being patient with me. All right. Because I don't want to prolong this, I'm going to go ahead and pray. So hello, everybody. Hello. All right. Let us pray. First of all, God, we acknowledge that you are the sovereign one, and we acknowledge you are our Father. And Father, right now, as we enter into this Bible study, into this lesson, God, we ask that you give us an open mind. We ask that you remove any distraction that will cause us not to understand your word and be in your word, God. So Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for what you're going to do. And we thank you for those that will be catching the replay. So Father, we love you. And we adore you. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. All right. For all of you all, hello. Prayer still work. Hey, Carmen, how are you doing? I want to give a church announcement before I get started. Listen, I am going to be teaching in depth on January the 11th and January the 18th. I'm going to be teaching in depth of some different prayer strategies. I'm going to be teaching on that. And so if here, let me get this link and put it in the comment section for you all. So you need to register, because I'm teaching on it. You need to register. The reason why I need you to register is I don't want to put this out in the open. I have made Divine Watchmen of School of Intercessory Prayer. That is a private group now. So that's why you don't see me posting the prayers in there, okay? So with that being said, you need to register. All right? Please make sure you register using that link right there. Register for that class, for that prayer class. You don't want to miss that prayer class. The things that God has given me, you don't want to miss. So tonight I'm going to give you a snippet of what we are going in. Hey, Sherry, how are you? I'm going to give you a snippet of what we are going in. So if you have an intercessory team at your church that you want them to go, if you have a prayer group, you send them to this training. Y'all, this is a free training. This training is normally about $400 and some. I am doing it free for January the 11th and January the 18th. All right. With that being said, prayer still works. You have your scriptures on there that we're going to do. So we're going to go to Luke, the 11th chapter, verses 1 through 4. That's the first thing I want to do. Okay. And then we're going to go in the message version. All right. So I want to read this. Now, first thing I want to clarify, this is not the Lord's Prayer. That's the first thing I want to teach you on. This is not the Lord's Prayer. This is a model prayer. We were taught so long that this is the Lord's Prayer. This is not the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer is in John. Jesus prayed, is in John. I think it's John the 17th chapter or the 20th chapter. I'll look it up before we get off here. I always get it mixed up. I think it's the 17th or the 20th chapter. That's where Jesus prayed. This is not the Lord's Prayer. We need to correct this. This is the model prayer. When you know better, do better. I need somebody to put that in the comment screen. This is the model prayer, okay? So we're going to talk about the model prayer. All right. So in verses, I'm going to come from Luke, the 11th chapter, verses 1 through 4. I want to start with verse 1. It says, one day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. He said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us, and lead us not into temptation. All right, I'm going to stop there because I just want to get this part right here. All right, so first of all, in verse 1, Jesus was praying and the disciples wanted to learn how to pray, okay? They said, Lord, teach us to pray. The reason why this is not the Lord's Prayer, the Lord does not need to ask for forgiveness for anything. Remember, he didn't sin. He's perfect. So why would he ask for forgiveness? We were taught wrong. We were taught wrong, and I want to help us learn better. If you were taught that this was the Lord's Prayer, I need you to put that in the comment screen. If you were taught that this was the Lord's Prayer, I want you to put in there, I was taught that this was the Lord's Prayer, because it's not the Lord's Prayer. It's not. This is not the Lord's Prayer. All right. So with that being said, so here. In verse 2, okay, in verse 2, what we notice, notice the order in this prayer. Let me say it this way. Notice the order of this prayer. First, Jesus praised God. That's the first thing he did. He praised God. Then he made his request known. Woo! Some of us, our prayer, us, including me, I can be guilty. Some of it, our prayer or our request before we acknowledge who he is. Some of us, our prayer is a bunch of requests before we acknowledge who he is. I have been guilty of that. When I am dealing with something, I go, da, 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 da. And I say, oh, God, forgive me. I haven't even acknowledged that you are the Lord, the Savior. You are the sovereign one. Okay. So first, notice the order. Notice the order in this prayer. First, Jesus praised God. Then he made his request known. He made his request known. All right. All right. After he made his request known, praising God puts us in the right mind frame to have a conversation. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praising God puts us in the mind, the right mind frame for us to have a conversation. Hey, Tabitha, how are you doing? That puts us in a mind of having conversation. All right, with that being said, once you're in the right mind, then we are not distracted and we can talk without babbling. Here we go. Then we can talk without sounding like sounding brass and tinkling cymbals. Or we can not be babbling like it, we learn in the Bible that they were just babbling. Okay? So when we get in the right frame of mind, then we can pray. Too often, some of us are all over the place. Watch this. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's a difference between corporate prayer and individual prayer. If somebody has asked you to pray corporately, it is not for you to get up in there saying, God, I come to pray for my family and I come to pray for this. No, if you're praying corporately, you need to pray for everybody's family, not just yours. Don't make the prayer a selfish prayer. If you are praying corporately, that is not the time. That is not the time for you to be praying just for you. You need to pray for everybody. Everybody. All right? Now watch this. I'm not going to get through the whole thing because remember, I like for you all to go and study. I give you enough just for you to go and study. Now, I'm going to break down the verses of 2-5, okay? Verses 2-4, sorry. Okay, now, I'm going to give you this. So if you're in the comments, if y'all can do this, thank y'all so much for transcribing. All right, here's the thing that I want you to know. These verses that I'm about to show you, they focus on three things. These verses focus on three things. Watch this. Are three aspects of prayer. First verses that I want to talk about. Luke, the 11th chapter, verses 2-4. Luke, the 11th chapter, verses 2-4. All right? Verses 2-4 focus on the content of prayer. Okay? Verses 2-4 focus on your content. Persistence comes from verses 5-10, the persistence. You're going to go back and study. You're going to go back and study these, okay? So 2-4, because I'm talking about Luke. Luke, the 11th chapter, verses 2-4, focuses on the content. Verses 5-10 talks about persistence. Verses 5-10 talks about persistence. Watch this. And verses 11-13 talks about, you ready? God's faithfulness. Okay? God's faithfulness. All right? So I want you to get those. So you got 2-4 is content. Watch this. 5-10 is persistence. All right. And then 11-13 is God's faithfulness. Okay. Now, I'm going to focus on verses 2-4. First of all, look at verse 3. Go back to verse 3. Verse 3 says, give us each day our daily bread. That is letting us know God's provision is daily. He is our Jehovah Jireh daily. He is our provider. He is Lord the provider. We cannot outgive God. God gives us all the time. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He rules. He reigns. And that's what we have to remember, that God is our provider. He provides. Let me go here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let me go here. Your job is the resource. God is the source. Lord have mercy. God is the source. The job is the resource. Quit saying, you know, I think my job. No, God is your provider. God is the resource. Sorry, God is the source. Your job is the resource. Said that wrong. Your job is the resource. God is the source of all. We give our jobs too much credit. God is not pleased. Your retirement money is not the source. Your retirement is the resource. God is the source. Oh my God, I need y'all to catch this. We give so many things credit when God is our provider. Here's the thing we have to remember. God's provision is daily. It's daily. But watch this. Don't abuse what he gives you and provides. Let's talk about how we abuse it. Many of us get, I have seen this. Many people get to the table and never say grace. Many people get up in the morning and never say, God, I thank you. Watch this. Many people complain. I'm going to go here. When we complain about the rain, when you complain about the rain, you're complaining about God's provision. Oh, my God. This is what we'll say. Oh, God, I can't believe it's raining. Why? Because God is, that's the ultimate weatherman. We got to be careful with coming out of our mouth. We have to be careful what's coming out our mouth. I have heard people today, this rain getting on my nerves. Well, if you saying rain getting on your nerves, then you saying God is getting on your nerves. Here we go. Watch this. Verse 4. When Jesus taught the disciples to pray, he made forgiveness. I need y'all to shout. Forgiveness is the cornerstone. Forgiveness is your cornerstone of your relationship with God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Forgiveness is the cornerstone of your relationship with God. Somebody help me. If you have not forgiven yourself and others, your prayers are like sounding brass and tinkling cymbals. Your prayers are not. Let me tell you something. Let me rephrase that. Our prayers are like sounding brass and tinkling cymbals if we have not forgiven ourselves and if we haven't forgiven others. If God forgave us for our sins, then we need to go forgive. We mess up, God forgives us. God gives us grace and mercy. Some of us are still holding on to some things that happened 85 years ago and you weren't even born. Some of us are holding stuff because other people said it and we don't even know. I say this, it is a cornerstone with your relationship with God. Forgiveness. I gotta stay there. Forgiveness is the cornerstone. The cornerstone of your relationship with God. So if God forgives us then we have to forgive others. We have to forgive others when they have wronged us. Quit holding this stuff up. This is my issue. We'll make all these New Year goals and still bring the old stuff that 20 years ago. We still mad at such and such because she didn't speak to me at church. Well, guess what? She could have had some on her mind. We'll get mad at stuff. Well, such and such said this about me. This is what I say. If you didn't hear it with your own ears, stop believing stuff. She don't like me. How you know she don't like you? Have you had a conversation? He don't like me. Have you had a conversation to find out if they don't like you or why you don't, why they don't like you? Okay? So that's what I want to talk about. All right. Here's the next thing I want you to go. Go to Matthew, the 6th chapter, verses 6 through 11, 6 through 8, and I want you to go to the Message version. Go to the Message version. Y'all know I like the Message version. 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 Go to the Message version. If this is helping you, give me some thumbs, some hearts, or something to let me know. Y'all are getting this, and it is helping you because it is helping me. I'm going to be honest. It is helping me. Matthew, the 6th chapter, go to the Message version. If you can't go to the Message version, I'm going to read it for you, okay? Verses 6 through 8. Listen to this. Here we go. Verses 6 through 8. And I might read more than what I need to, but I'm going to read this. Let me see. Here we go. 6 through 8. Here's what I want you to do. Find a quiet, secluded place so you won't be tempted to role play, good God from Zion, role play before God. Just be there as simply and honestly as you can manage. The focus will shift from you to God, and you will begin to sense his presence. Oh my God, somebody got to say, I cannot role play when I'm coming up to God. Lord, good God from Zion. Let me go back. Verse 6. Here's what I want you to do. Find a quiet, secluded place so you won't be tempted to role play before God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. All right, let me go on to verses 7. I'm trying to see where it stops. All right, verse 7. The world is full of so-called prayer warriors who are prayer ignorant. Good God from Zion, y'all. Let me go back. Y'all ready? Got to pay attention. Jesus. The world is full of so-called prayer warriors who are prayer ignorant. Woo! If that's not powerful, I need y'all to digest that. That was 6. I read 6. I read 7. All right, y'all got it? All right, here we go. Ready? Y'all ready? All right, here we go. All right. They are full of formulas and programs and advice, peddling techniques, for getting what you want from God. Watch this. The world is full of so-called prayer warriors who are prayer ignorant. They are full of formulas and programs and advice, peddling techniques for getting what you want from God. Oh my God. He said, peddling techniques. Peddling, Lord Jesus, peddling techniques. Oh, Lord, have mercy. That's Eugene Peterson. Woo, Jesus, Lord, have mercy. Lord God. Oh, God. Y'all, this is just a snippet of how I'm going to teach on January the 11th and January 18th. I'm giving you a snippet. This is just a snippet. All right. Then Watch this. I want you to go to the NIV version, and I'm about to wrap up. Go to the NIV version of Romans, the 8th chapter. Romans, the 8th chapter. Romans, the 8th chapter. And then I'm going to wrap this up. Wrap this study up, okay? Romans, the 8th chapter, the 26th verse. And I'm in the NIV version, 26 through the 28th version. Lord, have mercy. Oh, Jesus. All right. So watch this. Romans 8, 26 through the 28th version. In the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes through us wordless groans. And he searches our hearts, knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will. Somebody shout the will of God. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Prayer still works. We just have to pray the will of God, and we have to know how to pray. So I want you to go back and review this. Go back and study this. Go back and listen to this, okay? And I want you to know prayer is a toolbox. All right, I'm gonna get into some more things. If you register, if you go back and register, if you go back and register, register for this, the training that I'm doing on January the 11th, go ahead and register. January the 11th. I just dropped the link back in there. The link is in there. January the 11th. Look in the comment screens. The link is in there. Okay. Prayer still works. We have to do the will of God. Okay. All right. So I want it to be less than 30 minutes. I was less than 30 minutes. Do me a favor. I want you to come back, and I want you to post on the Divine and God Ministry page. Post in there. What was most helpful for you? What was helpful for you tonight? I need y'all to share. Listen, let me tell you something. This is what God has me in a season of. We cannot come back against the things that are going on in the world until we get our prayer strategies right. Let me tell you, register, share this on, share this. We can't pray against a lot of the things that are going if we don't get our prayer strategies down to the will of God. If we don't get our prayer strategy, we don't get things together. So go back in the Divine and God Ministry page, Facebook page, share what you learned tonight so you can invite others. On the YouTube channel, make comments and share. Share this with somebody, y'all. We cannot go forward to the rest of the 11th month if we, watch this, if we don't know that prayer is a toolbox. We got to know how to pray properly. I didn't say y'all, we have to know how to pray properly. Y'all, let's go here. We have to rise up. We have to, as believers, we got to rise up. We have gotten lazy. We have become lazy in the spirit. We can be all on the TikToks and watch all on these videos, but y'all, I promise you, somebody teaching about prayer, oh, I'm not going to do it. If it's not, and watch this, y'all. This is a value of over $400 that I'm giving away free because God said give it away free. All right, so with all that being said, all right, so tonight you have learned that is not the Lord's Prayer. This is a model prayer. Somebody ought to make sure they post that in the Divine and God Ministry. If you didn't learn anything else, we have to make sure we know that's not the Lord's Prayer. That is the model prayer. All right, here we go. All right, so here we go. Father God, we come before you just thanking you for another day. Thank you for life, health, and strength. God, forgive us. Forgive us, first of all, God, if we have done prayer, if we've done anything wrong when it came to praying, if we have taught people wrong, God, forgive us as leaders, as believers. Forgive us if we hadn't done something wrong, God. So we come right now, God, thanking you that you give us your word and that you give us the word to study. We thank you that we have the freedom to study the word. Now, God, we ask that you reign over everybody's house. We bless your name, God. God, we praise you because you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We glorify you. And it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen, 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 amen. All right. So, all right. Prayer still works. Prayer still works. All right, listen. I love you all. Register, 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 register. Register, because I just gave you a snippet of tonight. Thank you, Auntie. I just gave you a snippet of tonight. Register for January the 11th, which is Thursday night, and January the 18th, over $400. And y'all, I never ask y'all to sow a seed. I never, because God, you know what? I'm at the end of the day, God will take care. He will take care. He will take care. I had somebody to sow $24.04 for the new year. And I was like, oh God, I thank you. So listen, tonight, listen. Prayer stills work. All right. I love y'all. Have a good night. And I hope you register for Thursday night, January the 11th at 7 o'clock. All right. Love you. Bye-bye.